Basie, again with rhythm, from 1938, called The Dirty Dozen. That title, of course, a reference to the African-American tradition of verbal sparring with challenging mockery and good-natured insults known as the dozens, or doing the dozens.
You brought the sun to us. We'd be satisfied.
Greatness in the Basie band also came from the vocalists. Of course, I've mentioned Jimmy Rushing's skilled adaptation of the blues to the swing orchestra. Billie Holiday sang with the Basie Orchestra for about a year. Of course, she wasn't a blues singer. She was primarily a jazz singer. Billie used her voice interpretively the way a jazz instrumentalist did. Her song material was mostly ballads and pop songs. There's very little actual blues content in her lyrics. Now, during her year with the Basie band during 1937-38, she became very close with the band members, falling into a remarkable musical relationship with Lester Young, and apparently a love affair with Buck Clayton, whom she called the prettiest cat I ever met. Unfortunately, Billie could not record with the Basie band because of her contract with a competing record label. But fortunately, there are a handful of radio air checks, such as these next two from the recent Sony Columbia box set. On I Can't Get Started, we hear the kind of intimate musical counterpoint Lester provided, foreshadowing their years of session work together. And on the classic Swing Brothers Swing, Billie's strutting her stuff with a 13-piece Basie orchestra at the Savoy Ballroom in June 1937.
Even Gable had me to tea, but now I'm
marvelous live performances by Billie Holiday during her year with the band, during which she was unfortunately contractually prevented from making records with Basie. Fortunately, when Billie did record on her own, she drew heavily from the Basie personnel for her best records. And in those sessions, often under the nominal direction of pianist Teddy Wilson, we hear her continuing musical familiarity with the Basieites like Joe Jones and Freddie Green, but especially with Lester Young and Buck Clayton. On her 1937 Me, Myself, and I, we hear the hallmarks of their work together, Lester deftly backing and supporting her vocal line, creating a pleasing counter-melody. Buck Clayton's muted trumpet fills, sensitively placed, backing her, filling in the breaths and pauses, and a smooth blending of instruments in an atmosphere of relaxed cooperation.
Me, myself, and I are all in love with you. We all think you're wonderful, we do. Me, myself, and I have just one point of view. We're convinced there's no one else like you. It can't be denied, dear, you brought the sun to us. We'd be satisfied, dear, if you belong to one of us. So if you pass me by, three hearts will break in two. 'Cause me, myself, and I are all in love with you.
Rather clever lyric, I think, Me, Myself, and I, Billie Holiday and her orchestra, 1937, including Buck Clayton, Lester, and most of the Basie rhythm section. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm, a tribute to Count Basie. From the 40s on, a long list of very good vocalists came and went from the Basie orchestra. During the 50s, that included the perennial Jimmy Rushing and Joe Williams. Incidentally, older recordings don't fully convey the overwhelming sound volume and dynamic punch of a large jazz orchestra like Basie's, but a few exceptionally good recordings from the 50s do, like this Sent For You Yesterday, a powerhouse 17-piece band with Lester Young part of a six-man sax section.
Thank you. Every day I have the blues. Every day. Every day I have the blues. Well, you see me worry, baby, because it's you I hate to lose. Nobody loves me. Nobody seems to care. Nobody loves me. Nobody seems to care. Speaking of bad luck and trouble, well, you know I've had my share. I'm gonna pack my suitcase, moving on down the line. Oh, I'm gonna pack my suitcase and move on down the line. Well, there ain't nobody worrying and there ain't nobody crying. Seems to me every day, every day, every day I have the blues.
Vocalist Joe Williams and Jimmy Rushing in exceptionally good live recordings from the late 50s, giving you an idea of the sheer volume and awesome dynamics that a large acoustic jazz band like Basie's could generate. As success came to the Basie band, some of the more radical innovations waned somewhat on disc, particularly during the 40s. However, in small group sessions like the Kansas City 5, 6, and 7, some surprisingly experimental sessions pushed the jazz envelope. The innovative Dickie's Dream, written by Basie and Lester Young, exploits a minor sixth chord played against major tonality to put us in a kind of musical suspense. Thank you. Kansas City 7 classic from 1939, Dickie's Dream. Very haunting, that. Basie and Prez joined by trumpeter Buck Clayton, Dickie Wells, the Dickie in question, on trombone, and the Basie Rhythm, collectively the core of the Basie organization that took swing music to its pinnacle of expression with cooperative ensemble effort, incredibly hot rhythm, and brilliant improvising. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, offering transfer of vintage tapes and discs to CD. Next time, Basie plays Boogie, more live recordings, more Jimmy Rushing, and definitive Basie interpretations of swing classics. That's Jazz Rhythm, a tribute to Count Basie. I'm Dave Rudlauer. Thanks for listening. Now clear the tracks and stand back, because here comes a locomotive powered by 4 trumpets, 4 trombones, 5 saxes. It's the 7th Avenue Express from 1947, the Basie Super Chief at top speed.